Zombies won't see me coming.
Hello everyone, welcome to the second episode of the Backseat Gamer Podcast. Joining me today is Kyle Doherty.
Hello.
That's it. That's a good intro, Kyle.
Yeah, I thought I'd keep it short and sweet.
Cool. And of course, we've got Chris Thompson to my left.
Hey.
Nope, wait, Kyle's on my left. That's my right. And I am your host, Kyle Smith. And what are we discussing today, gentlemen?
Zombies.
That's right, the undead.
Brains.
Okay, so I want to jump straight into it. I'm going to provide you guys with a situation. And I want you to come up with a solution to the situation, right? This is in zombies. Okay, so zombie... So zombie apocalypse has happened. Everyone you know is dead.
Oh, thank God, it's a load off my mind.
Wait a minute, that means Carl's gone as well.
Everyone would miss me. I agree. I am crucial to surviving a zombie apocalypse.
We could all agree. Yeah, you and your zombie plans.
Right, okay. So, here's the deal, right? You get a choice of one weapon to help you for the zombie apocalypse. You get a choice of one celebrity has survived, and it happens to be a celebrity you would pick. And you get a choice of one location as well. Where would you go in a zombie apocalypse? Who would you take with you, and what weapon would you pick?
That's a good one.
It is a good one, isn't it?
I would pick the katana that's by the side of my bed.
A katana?
Yes.
See, I've got to disagree with you there, Chris. I wouldn't pick close-range weapons, because you can always pick up a close-range weapon.
I didn't say what kind of katana it is, because katanas come in various shapes and sizes, dude.
Does it fire out the blade? It's a close-range weapon.
No matter what you say, he's right, it is a close-range weapon.
Does it have a button that just like fires rockets or something? It's a close-range weapon. But anyway, I wouldn't pick close-range weapon, because one, it's blood spatter. But even if there's no worries about that, it's still, you can pick up a close range weapon anywhere, can't you? Like just a baseball bat from the shop or something.
A stick.
So yeah, so yours is a katana then, Chris. You can't go back in it there.
Could I choose a
katana
long range
that shoots
weapon as well?
Rockets. You what?
Could I choose a long range weapon as well?
No. You get one weapon.
Considering he's going with a katana, I think I'll go with the bow and arrows.
See, bow and arrows, that's a very good choice in a zombie apocalypse. Because, I mean,
resourceful.
You can reuse the arrows, you can make more arrows.
Exactly. And it's, like, 10 feet away from me.
And you actually have one. Oh, I saw your arrows, by the way.
Ah, fiberglass.
Yeah, really cool. I was, like, holding one of those. I was like, yeah. I feel some kick-ass one.
And close range as well, you know, just hold the arrow. And just...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just stab.
You mean like Daryl did in Walking Dead?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then when he ran out of arrows, he fucking made some more.
Tell you what, he had a kick-ass crossbow, though.
If I
was in the zombie apocalypse, I'd probably go with his crossbow.
See, that's a good thing about a bow, though. Crossbow, you have to try and reload it. The bow is just pull the string, go.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think if you become really good with it, you could just...
Did you watch Walking Dead?
I did watch Walking
Dead.
He did
struggle at one point, reloading.
That's funny.
Yeah,
he was
only
injured,
at one
though.
Point. Yeah, he was injured.
True. But the bow also acts as a good melee weapon as well.
Okay, so that's our weapons in the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. I'm going with a crossbow. Carl's got a bow and arrow. Chris has got a rocket shooting katana.
Minus the rocket.
Tell you what, is there any limit on this? Because I'll go with a lightsaber. Fuck it. Zombies won't see me coming. What weapon is the force, bitches?
If there were the limit, force lightning. That film, you know, is a bow and it just automatically has arrows
that
fires.
I can't remember that.
It's,
wasn't that the Digimon?
No, it's one
sounds
of the
like,
new films.
Yeah, it's like
sounds
Angel.
Like Blade, actually.
So
no,
Angel
not even.
She used a shoot celestial arrow.
No, it's one of the new things, you know, got all the immortals attacking them and you have like Percy Jackson.
Oh, you like Clash the Titans.
Yeah, it could have been that.
Yeah, I did see something with that, actually.
Clash
in the trailer.
Yeah, it's just like, you know,
where
he shoots, it just fires like a beam of light and it's just...
Yeah, and it's boom. Like there's like three guys holding a woman hostage like ages away and he just layers all three of them.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Unlimited ammo with a bow.
Kick ass. Fuck it. Powers of the demigod. Oh. Why not? Earthquake, bitches. Take that one. Okay, so that's our weapons. Now we've got to pick a celebrity.
Ooh.
Now then, who would you pick to survive a zombie apocalypse with? You've got to think of some factors here, haven't you? You've got to think of who you're going to get on with. You've got to think of who'd be useful in a zombie apocalypse, you know?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates?
What?
Chris, you are not surviving the zombie apocalypse. I'm sorry. With your rocket shooting katana with Bill Gates as your fucking...
I don't know.
Wait, why don't you just take Stephen Hawking?
I was thinking.
He was actually thinking Stephen Hawking. Why?
I think I'm going to die.
Chris, I can imagine you surviving the zombie apocalypse. Just Stephen Hawking by your side, Bill Gates on the other. Why not? Shooting rockets from your katana.
Well, I could. A group of zombies on it. Send Chris.
I could. You know, I could choose another engineer who'd help me build shit, but. Not many people would know who they
are. Stephen Hawking isn't going to build shit.
No, not Steve. No, that's why I said Bill Gates, because he could at least have some knowledge of technology.
All technology's dead. It's a zombie apocalypse. End of the world.
All right. I will choose...
No, you can't go back at it, mate. We did say this.
Okay. I'm not picking this person, but, you know, Chuck Norris, you know. I'm not picking him, but, you know...
If Chuck Norris was true to his internet meme, I'd fucking pick Chuck Norris.
Exactly, you know. Push the earth down. Just, I allow you to live.
You know what? I'd fucking pick Bear Grylls.
That, yeah. Oh my God, I've run out of water.
Time to drink over. Because you know what? No, because even though we joke about this, Bear Grylls is a survivor.
True.
You know, there's going to be issues with food at some point, I imagine, in somebody's apocalypse.
And Shelter.
And Shelter. He's a hunting guy. You want him on your side, don't you?
It's literally, oh my God, a big, like, river. How do we get across? There's Bear Grylls just on the other side, like, I found a stick. What?
And there's Bill Gates. I can't get my computer to come up. Stephen Hawking as well. Bridge.
Oh, I don't know who I'd pick.
Yeah, but just imagine how hilarious zombie Steve Hawking would be.
I think he'd be dead, because he can't do shit.
Because
he can't even move his hand anymore, can he?
Yeah, shit, so he can't talk anymore.
The way he talks is by blinking his irises in a certain sequence.
Deadly zombie that would be, you know. Blink, 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 blink!
Brains. How did you know that? Anyway, so Kai, you got to pick a celebrity as well.
Celebrity. Oh, I should really think of celebrities.
See, yeah, Crossbow, Bear Grylls. I think I'm at least living through this zombie apocalypse for at least a little bit.
Until I turn up.
Until you turn up. You're not part of my party. You could go to like a mall or a hospital or something.
No.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, that's actually... He's trained in combat.
He's a trained marksman. He's really good at marksman. But just on the off chance, you know, zombie apocalypse, you might not only be going against zombies, you might have a few people coming in, you know, trying to get stuff off you.
Yeah, and he's officially a police officer as well, so he can police people, resolve conflicts, that kind of thing.
Well, he's like, what, the fifth leading, like, martial art expert in Yin? Yeah. Try, just, you know, I won't even go there.
Yeah,
if he came to arrest me, I'd just lie down. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm not going to arrest for this guy, it's just...
I'll just lie down.
I'm not even going to run.
See, yeah, those are actually quite good choices, except for Chris. Fucking Bill Gates. I'm getting over it. Bill Gates and a katana.
Who else is going to build my rocket-powered katana?
That's a good point. Okay, and last but not least, you got a location. Where are you going in the zombie apocalypse? Now then, let's break it down, right? You need somewhere with food, shelter, a lot of cover, and somewhere not too confined, but not too big of a space. Definitely somewhere where you can bombard it very easily. Set up defences, that kind of thing.
I'm thinking something like the cinema.
cinema. See, that'd be my choice.
Funny enough, I had that idea in my head, but I was also thinking more of a Fallout shelter.
That's a reasonable choice.
That is a reasonable choice. My one was just more, you know, you've got one big massive, like our cinema nearby. Yeah. You have a big massive front glass entrance.
Those are easy to cover up.
You cover that up. You know, you've got good, you've got different
fire
rooms.
Exits. Fire exits only go out. They don't come in.
Fire exits only go out. You've got food. And if you could go upstairs, you know, stuff like that, you could easily, if you could get to, you know, across the road to a different
shop. Well,
they
do have
that.
Roof access in the cinema.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can get to another shop, you know, hook up like a zip line. If you ever needed to get out, you can just, or get over there for food.
See, that's interesting. That's interesting.
I was going to say, me and Dave actually had a conversation about how to fortify the cinema. And
It'd be dead easy. It'd be a lot easier than anywhere else.
You only have one entrance to really guard up. Once you've cleared the place, it's one entrance.
And you've got multiple exits.
One entrance, multiple exits.
That's
very
that's
handy.
Perfect in a zombie apocalypse.
The other thing is, a lot of the construction lines they've got over there, you could get some of the equipment from there and arm the place, basically.
Well, our cinema in particular is in an industrial estate, so we've got,
like... But I say, nearby, you've got...
place,
yeah. I say you've got, like, you know, KFC to McDonald's, bowling alley. They all have, like, big fridges and that, or...
See, bowling alley is actually quite useful, you know. You're bored, you can just go to bowling alley. It's, like, literally next door.
Zip line it.
Straight to the bottom of the note, through a window.
Well, they only have one entrance as well.
Chris comes in with a ball gates. Stephen Arkin on the zip line.
That's what you know. Most places, you know, bowling alley, the cinema, and all that we have, they all have one entrance and loads of exits. We could just board up all the entrances and make like a little bridge system. We have a little town.
Another thing on food is there's also a fruit packing place over the road from there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's Dairy Crest.
Ooh, forgot about Dairy Crest.
You know what? If we ever need to build something, it's like RS Components down the road.
I'll say RS Components, like, you know, Bill Gates, he'll love it there.
He'll love it there, yeah.
Nah, we'll just ship him off to Unipart.
there's a hotel and shit. You see... hotel just next door, pretty much.
Yeah, that's multi-story, quite high.
You could stay in the fucking hotel, and if there's a problem, just get into the cinema, and that's like your final bit of defence there. Is in the cinema through zipline as well, so it's over air.
One thing I've always thought is zombies are flawed from the start, because you got to think, right? A zombie, if it wants to reproduce, has to bite a human. It wants to eat, it has to bite a human. If it wants its top predator is a human, so it's like saying to anyone else, it's like, if you want to make a sandwich or have sex, you must go and take down a bear just for a sandwich or just to have sex or something like that. Every single time. There's a bit flawed for a zombie.
See, it is a problem with a zombie apocalypse. See, the possibility is there. I'm not disagreeing with that. There's all sorts of diseases and stuff, and there's all sorts of evolutionary traits of these diseases that could create zombieism. But zombies would die out so fast. It's not a fair fight. I mean, we're not just going to stand there and go, oh, zombie, let's just get bitten.
Some people might.
Well, just imagine...
That's how we get zombies.
Hey, look over there. There's four, you know, big, massive grizzly bears or something. Let us 10, like, people run at it with our bare hands.
Exactly. The bears are going to toss us to shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
One bear could probably take out, like, 10 humans.
Well, yeah.
I was going
to... Like, bear fucking handed.
Well, you know... It's like, you know, zombies have to run at us with teeth and hands and that. Five of us over there with
as soon as the population...
with a Chris and a bow and arrow and all that, you know.
We fucking hell, Bill Gates would be useful as well.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Chuck guitars.
How it'd work is you'd take them down at long range. As soon as they get close range, I'd hit them with a katana.
But then you don't know what type
that's,
of zombies.
That's what our weapons are for, though. So we can shoot from long range. We can always pick up close range weapons later, can't we?
Yeah. But as I was saying, you know, that could be a downside. Because if you watch, like, say, some films like 28 Days Later and stuff like that. Blood, you know, bit of blood in your eye, you're infected.
Yeah.
So really, you've got to think of what type of zombie you're dealing with as well. Because, I mean, the way I see it, you've got, like, slow-walking zombies, fucking... runner zombies,
tanks,
zombies,
daywalkers,
screechers. Anyone remember screechers?
Yeah, I remember screechers.
crazy times.
Can you imagine if they just had that little bit of intelligence? You know, it's, oh, look, a door handle, I'll just open the door. Oh, crap.
I'm just going to keep walking into it.
Or, you know, oh, lads, I'm going to climb up it. That would make it so much more difficult.
See, what I'd like to do is get a lot of concrete and just concrete up one of the doors.
Yeah, so we're all in this cell where they're trying to get in the door, mixing concrete, going, set faster.
Zombies, wait a minute.
No, once we've barricaded up the door, we then cover it up in concrete. So even if they smash through it, they've got to get through the concrete.
Just on the off chance you fall onto the outside, if you know you're doing something, you just can't get back in that building.
What you do
all
is
the entrances are cemented.
No, what you do is you'd make it so there was a gap for you to get through. So any zombies that come through, it's a choke point, so you can just kill them really easily.
I'd still have a door operational. That'd be like our main door.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'd be the choke point. It'd be a small.
But say now, we do have all the exits. Door. You know, go around to the left hand side of the building. Someone opens the emergency exit. Someone runs in.
That.
See, the good thing about the cinema is it can hold lots of people, and you can also have like a check-in area. So if someone pisses off to do something, they come back, you can check them. But if you've been bitten,
Once we get rid of all the chairs.
I think the main thing about the cinema is the whole one entrance, which you can focus on. Everywhere else, you've got loads of exits in every single room.
So you only really have to fortify one point, really.
Well, after you want to have some sort of...
And great thing about it is just above them, like the doors to come in, and that you've got that shelf where they always put things up for advertisement.
You can
get up there. There's like windows there. You're straight outside looking down at them.
See, that's not even last line of defence because you can... There's doors to the inside
the individual rooms as well,
And they're all connected to each other as well.
Yeah, through fire doors.
Yeah. So it would be very easy to survive in the cinema. See, this is why I think a cinema is a good idea.
Yeah.
Katana's and Bill Gates, probably not the best idea ever.
I was just thinking as well, Cole, if we got rid of the chairs, we could use the extra cinema, screening rooms, as storage space.
Or we could put things on top of the chairs.
No, if we remove the chairs, we could put like beds and stuff down.
Yeah, but we could
use
the chairs.
So town's only down the road. We can go there, we could get beds, fucking all sorts
steal
of shit.
Steal a truck.
Exactly.
Not
only are we in a well fortified position, we're also chilling out and stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got big screen TVs.
Does anyone know where Asda's depot is? Because we could just fuck it and go get all the beer.
I know where Tesco's is.
Down the road from the cinema is just this big warehouse.
You got Booker's.
Yeah,
I was on about the depot, dude. Instead of actually going to the main shop supermarket, go to the depot, get all the stuff off the shelves. You'd be sorted for ages.
Yeah, but this place
let's
is
go
like
to Booker's.
2 minutes
away. Yeah, basically.
All the shops go to Booker's. But, you know,
unfortunately, so do zombies. So that's how they got us. See, the only problem with going to the cinema is, what if people turn while they're in the cinema?
We have to clear the cinema before.
Well, let's break this down, right? So you get 100 people at least per screening. So there's
10 screenings.
10 screenings, 1,000 people. If it's a full cinema.
Well,
if it's only half of that, it's 500 people.
When is a cinema ever, filled up every room?
You got to look into the possibility. I mean, you're dealing with 200 strong zombies at least. That's probably on a bad day.
It'd be good if we could rig some doors into one screen so all the zombies that walk in can't walk out. So you just have them all just building up in that one room. It's like, right, no one, go in that room.
Fucking hell, that's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Jesus.
It'd be funny though, this guy just tried to kill me.
I feel really safe sleeping here. Right? There's only 200 zombies in that room. Ready to
it's
kill
all
me.
Good. We'd just stand on the balcony and go, Molokov.
We go up into the room where the projector is and that and just, just take them all out from in there.
I suppose that'd be easy, wouldn't it? That'd
target practice.
Because you think you've got a glass window, that's it. Jesus, and it's too high
even,
up to
can't
reach.
Can't even imagine how fucked up that fucking room would be. As soon as they see you, it's like, oh shit, dude.
But they can't reach that bit, it's too high.
Yeah, it's too high, yeah.
So, yeah. And there's cameras, in every single screen, and so you can see them all.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, has anyone seen The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Have you seen not the end of season 2, but the halfway point.
I've seen all of season 2.
What's my view?
I think I haven't seen the very last episode of season 2, but
very last episode. Right, have you seen the bit where they get into the barn and all the zombies come out?
That's the last episode.
That's not the last episode. That's the last episode of the half series. There's another 7 episodes after that.
Oh, right. When they break open the barn and let all the zombies...
And you can't... Yeah. No spoilers. You've seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. So I'm gonna alert a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
This is... We're talking about The Walking Dead as it looks like. Right. How fucked up was that? That was awesome. I love The Walking Dead. Have either of you two read the comics?
I have up to issue 93.
To issue 93. No. Cool. So you've read a little bit further than me because I've got up to issue 61. The TV series is just like the comics. It's nice. It's so slow paced. It takes ages to get anything done.
One thing I can say, right? Because both of you have obviously seen more of Walking Dead than I have. Is that black guy ever came back from the very beginning?
He did.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah. He did. You know the police dude, like his best mate. I can't ever remember his name. Rick's best mate.
Yeah.
Sean,
that's the one. Yeah, Sean. He dies like in the beginning of the series, 10 issues in. The black guy comes back. He attacks Rick, and the black guy kills him.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that in the comic, but in the actual TV show, you know, you see all of that, but then the black guy never comes in and think he doesn't die in that.
Yeah, haven't seen
it. It's not the black guy who kills Sean, it's Carl who shoots Sean. He shoots him through the crows.
Yeah.
But in the series, he kills zombie Sean. Oops.
Fucked up. I haven't actually seen that far into it. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, spoiler.
Spoiler, only up to the episode I've seen. So when they get in the barn, all the zombies walk out. And then it turns out that little girl they were looking for was all zombied.
Yeah. Sophia.
That was...
You see the bit where the...
This is what I love about Walking Dead, right? It's especially true in the comics, right? Is it goes really slow. And then everything just happens at one fucking point and then they're just moving on. Everything happens. It's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything's going on. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
I liked it. You know when the guy with the crossbow?
Yeah.
Dale, yeah.
Dale. Falls down the cliff or hill, whatever it is.
And his brother starts talking to him.
Into the stream, you know, his brother's talking to him, he wakes up, there's a zombie near his foot or something like that. Another one's coming down, he's like, oh, what the hell has happened, you know? And it's like, yeah, he is so lucky.
When's it an arrow?
I was going to say, they're writing him into the comic book series now because he was just made for the television series.
Yeah.
He is a cool character.
Yeah.
But one thing is, Sophia doesn't actually die in the comic book series.
It's a lot different to the comic book, obviously.
I know, well, I like how they're doing it with the writing style. Literally every character is on the table to die at any point. That's how it differs mainly from the series, comic book series. Except Rick, because he's the main character.
And Carl. If you kill either Rick or Carl, that's just the series over, really.
Yeah.
Rick is an awesome character. You've got to love Rick. Because he's such a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the good guys.
There are times,
zombies in the world, you've got to make bad decisions, and he always makes a bad decision, but always makes it look like a heroic decision. I've got to kill this little girl now. Okay. And he just walks up, he's like... It's epic. I love that character.
His deputy, he's just a bad guy that, you know, tries to play smooth.
Yeah,
that's sure.
When his son, you know, got ill and he has to go to the hospital. I need to outrun you. Bang!
He shoots him in the foot. It's like, sorry, the leg, sorry. It's like, you mother... So pissed at that guy at that point. Yeah. That guy was a friendly dude as well. You were like talking to each other in the gymnasium and shit. Yeah. It's like, don't worry, I'll help you out.
It's like, you know,
how are you getting out? How are you getting out? I'm going down the bleachers.
an arsehole.
You know, it's like one of those things, you know, you're with someone, you're about to get chased or whatever, and you're just taking your shoes off. Like, why are you taking your shoes off? I run faster. You can't outrun it. I just need to outrun you. he took that to heart and just shot him in the leg.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Fuck, while they're chowing down on your case.
Gets back, he didn't make it.
So the thing is, he left him alive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Courtesy shot, like, when you get, like, a good distance, you bang, put him out of his misery, but left him alive.
But you got to think, he only had one bullet, so it was rather his leg or, you know, a mercy shot in the head. If he killed him, some zombies might have went straight to him, of course, but...
Oh, I thought he
only had one bullet. Yeah. But, you know, if he's dead, some of them might have just went straight past him after thingy, because, you know, animal instinct, he's running away. Get him.
See, what would you do in that situation? Say you're running from zombies, right? There's two of you. You've got one bullet in your gun. The other guy's got no bullets, right? And it's either both of you get caught by zombies or only one of you.
But if you think of that, think about them too and all that. Sure, he was injured and limping in that, but he could probably still outrun the other guy. He was a bit on the unhealthy side.
You mean trapped?
And he was a police officer, so he's like, he's winning all the time in his career.
Yeah,
so he
is really athletic. Even if he is injured, he'd probably still be able to hop faster than that guy.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'd do in that situation. Let's hope it never calls for it.
Yeah.
Fucking best friend like 10 so, years. Gotta shoot your head down, mate. Sorry.
They had oxygen tanks, so surely he could have used one as an improvised explosive device.
Yeah, but it might not have worked. It was too risky.
Yeah.
You think he stopped all the zombies because they all went for the guy they're ripping apart?
Oh, that's true.
You could blow, you know, so 30 of them up, still more.
There's another perspective on this because my mum watches Walking Dead. And I talk to my mum and she always gives me a different viewpoint on things. So like, that guy's an arse. I was like, no, he's not. If he didn't kill that guy, he couldn't get that medicine back to that kid. I was like, that's a very good point. I didn't think of it that way. I just thought he was an arsehole. But no, if he didn't do what he did, Carl would have died. For sure. So yeah, you've got to look at it that way, haven't you? But he's one of those characters, though, that you just hope will die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fucking zombies attacking. Get him.
Or later on when the, hunting guy with the crossbow.
Damn,
when he's like all injured and everything and he starts going back to the farm, everyone's running down.
Yeah.
And then you just got the woman, do not shoot him, we're just going to go over there, you know, running out.
Watch out, a zombie.
Screw them, I'm going to shoot him. And he's like, yeah, next time aim a bit better or I will be getting you, you know.
Fucking lucky, like,
yeah,
crosshair, though, wasn't it?
It's like, I hit him. Everyone doesn't look happy. Oh.
What gave it away? Her hearing Rick shouting no. No!
What's he shouting to me? He's saying something like, shoot that guy. Okay.
No, I think he's saying shoot him. Oh, he must have got, you know, infected somehow.
Tell you what, I think she's such an idiotic character. That woman. Jesus. It's just... I hope those two do run away together like the deputy and her. I hope they do, and they don't come back to the series at all. Unless they die.
Yeah, you just see them both run away and then get cornered by like hundreds and hundreds of zombies.
Yes. I'm saying nothing.
That gave it away, Chris.
Yeah, that said everything.
No, that's not actually what happens at all, dude. I just thought I'd mess with you.
He's lying. You can tell in the voice.
I can bring up the episode right now.
Chris, I'd sacrifice you to zombies. And fucking Bill Gates.
Yeah, you know.
Want to see you rocking guitar.
We're at a distance. He's swinging at us. Nothing's happening. Just shoot him.
Nah, that's not how it happens, guys. Don't worry.
You would die first. Honestly, you would die. Me and Kyle, sure. Like in the background, like shooting the zombies at a distance.
Sure.
You fucking flying with your katana and Bill Gates.
A katana is a good weapon if they're at close range, but when there's loads of them, you know, you might just get overwhelmed. Just a little bit. You know, one bite, something like that. You're done. We're at a distance. That was stupid, you know.
So like, you always keep yourself at a distance at a when zombies are attacking because you're on an exit in case things get too rough and then you just get the fuck out of there.
On top of that, about if it's like those running zombies, you know, you're at a distance, you have a bit of time to kill them instead of they're right on top of you.
See, it depends how kick-ass you are with a katana. If you're like a fucking master and like weaponry and stuff, you could probably hold your own with a katana quite well.
But you're starting to get tired and all you need is one lucky...
One lucky bite and you're gonna...
Yeah.
Still, if I got bit in a zombie apocalypse, I'm not fucking going down without a fight. Fucking go out and kill as many zombies as I can. I'm fucking...
It's like, I liked watching on the internet the Rooster Teeth when they're...
The
immersion when, you know, it's like them two v like 400 odd zombies. No, like God knows how many zombies it were.
Just with a load and
coming down.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and they managed to take out like 400 before they were killed.
That looked really fun. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic to do. Right, let's move on then. So, let's talk about some video games.
Good.
What do you think is the best zombie video game you've played?
Dead.
Ooh, okay, we've got a bit of a conflict here. Best zombie game I've played. I don't know. What you two talk about like Dead Island versus Left 4 Dead, and I'm trying to think of a zombie game.
I'm gonna say I like Dead Island, but
does Resident Evil count as a zombie game?
It's
tenuous. It's very tenuous, isn't it?
It's like they are zombies, but it's more of an infection than as undead.
Well, you can pin that down to a lot of other games, like Dead Island. Dead Island is caused by a virus. 28 days later.
But they're undead and they are zombies. They do try to eat you.
Yeah.
But these, but in Resident Evil, they just try to shove potatoes down your fucking throat.
Yeah. Hairy potatoes.
Fucking weird times in Africa, man.
Not even volcanoes stop the, like, you know, the main ones.
You know what I love about Resident Evil? People always going on about, like, oh, it's racist, all you do is kill black people. That's because we're in Africa. There are only black people there. Do you not read anything?
Insane. Besides, Left 4 Dead was caused by some flu in Left 4 Dead. That's their virus.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, most zombie plagues are always started by viruses, but it's if it's just a virus that are making them turn crazy kind of thing, or like potatoes, or if it actually kills them and starts raising the undead.
Well, that's what the T-virus did. It kills them, then reanimates the dead flesh.
So that would be zombie, technically, that's specification zombie.
Yeah.
But they weren't, they weren't particularly zombies, though. They were still smart and stuff.
Well, no, that's only
run,
the later.
Exactly.
That's the later incarnations. The base zombie that was created in the first one.
They're killed.
Resident Evil wasn't the best Resident Evil I've played, though. So
it reanimates the dead flesh, but it doesn't bring back. They've been dead too long, so.
If this counts.
The higher brain functions are fucked.
If this counts as a zombie game, I'd say Resident Evil 4. That was fucking fantastic. Have any of you. Have you two played Resident Evil 4?
Yes.
You know the bit where you're in the house? You've got to, like, fucking board up the windows and fucking move shit across the doors and stuff. That was fantastic. I loved that bit. I could play that bit over and over again.
Yeah,
but I sold all my weapons just before getting to that bit. I bought a bazooka. I was fucked, so I had to board up everything. Zombies
what
getting,
are you
that's
buying?
It. End game. Boom.
Carl,
see, game over. It's where, you know, Dead Island. If you think about it, if you're, say, like, on a little island, you know, you've got a bit of a town, like, a little town over there, you got your hotel resort and all that. Zombie outbreak, that game is pretty much accurate to a person, you know. You find survivors, you have to pick up your weapons, maybe modify a few weapons, find food and water.
So that's kind of what happens in Left 4 Dead, though.
Yeah. You have more
really
freedom.
You're just going to one location. Because in Left 4 Dead, it's from location to location to location.
Dead Island is, you're on an island and that, but it's just, you can roam.
Like a sandbox, kind of.
Yeah, you can just.
Just zombies over there, come.
Yeah, it's like, I was playing it and you're pretty much beginning the game, once you've done some running and that, you start off on the, near the beach in like a lifeguard tower.
Yeah.
And you
find you
got other survivors up in the lighthouse, what's on the top of this kind of mountain and that. And there's a road going between them both, and both so happen to have a good working car you can use. But if you need to go from one another, just jump in the car, you know, just start driving over them. You hit so many, your windows smash, you have to knock it out.
That's awesome.
It's like
how many times I had to get a new car.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you get, you got to help people, like, oh yeah, we need these to make this work to do something. You think, yeah, that's really important. Then you get some of the little side missions like, oh yeah, my husband gave me a necklace. I left it on my set of drawers. Can you go and retrieve it?
Bitch, get your fucking act together. This is a zombie apocalypse. We don't have time for jewelry now.
What one thing?
Why am I wearing a dress? Zombie apocalypse, motherfucker.
There was one thing I liked. You find
a guy.
I'm
wearing your necklace.
You find a guy. He's bitten. You know, he's not turned. He's just, you know, arm dying kind of thing. Help my wife.
I fucking love those guys.
So yeah, you know, it's like, help my wife, and you're like, all right then, you know, you get the wife, you take her somewhere to, like, the lighthouse or something like that, somewhere safe. And then later on, she's like, oh, can you go and check on him? All right, this is going to be interesting. You go back,
he's dead,
and he's dead. Turn, he starts attacking you. Soon as he, like, kind of turns and goes to lunge at you, you know, like, my character was the blunt weapon expert, heavy hitter, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as he turned, looked at me, I was just whack on the floor. Whack, you're dead.
See, mine was nice, straight to the head.
Ah, yeah.
Straight
to the head. I like some of the weapon mods, you know. Hook up this battery to my knife, and now it's glowing red, like, white hot.
Good. Take this shink. shank, and attach it to this brick. Shank brick.
Like, you ever remember Dead Rising?
Dead Rising, yes.
Like the second one, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Dead Rising was a brilliant game.
It was a good game, but everything in Dead Rising, to me, goes into Dead Island, and Dead Island's more... It's better. Different zombies.
I haven't played Dead Island as much as you have, though.
Yeah.
Although I did like the Zombax pen you got from Dead Island 2, especially.
Yeah. Something you mentioned earlier reminded me of something from Dead Space, and I don't know if you can count Dead Space as a zombie game.
I don't know.
I think it's just your basic monster thriller, isn't it?
You can, because those little bat creatures do actually reanimate the corpses.
It's tenuous.
Yeah. So now we're going into Halo in the Flood.
You reminded me of something in that game. I fucking love walking around like the ship. Dead Space 2, walk around the ship, getting shit scared by everything. And there's these guys who are like, I'm dying. And so this guy's just been bleeding out for like 5 hours, and I turn up and he just dies. It's like, oh no, that's not fair. It's like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
See, that's what I feel, though. Zombie apocalypse, you're walking around, you see someone that's obviously been like bit or something like that. They're bleeding out, dying. It's like, yeah, I'm dying. I think I'm going to go any minute. Nah. Do you let them die, or do you just bash their head in straight away to stop them turning?
Just... Boom.
I'm sorry, this is a mercy killing. I'm going to kill you.
Remember to two-shot.
Close your eyes. I don't want you looking at me.
Remember to double shot it.
Oh, yeah, double tap.
Double tap.
Cardio.
Zombie rules. Zombie rule number 43. The frying pan.
He just says someone's going to get way out of hand, run along and find an apple on the floor and be like, oh, my health is low. That is nothing.
And then suddenly you hear a voice in your little head that goes, try to get your combat multiplier even higher.
No, I like that film.
Dead Rising, you know, get a frying pan on the stove, heat it up, and then just pull it in a zombie's face, and it kills them.
Okay, next step. What do you reckon is your favourite zombie film? Or zombie media, you know, it could be TV series as well.
I'm going to have to go with Zombieland.
Oh, I was thinking that.
I was thinking Zombieland as well. No. I'm going to pick Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead.
I do like exactly Shaun of the Dead.
Go on then.
Zombie kill of the week. What does the old lady do?
Drop the piano on the zombie.
Drop the piano on it.
See, I love that, because it had kind of like achievements and stuff, and it came up with like...
Yeah, in a film.
Don't fucking touch that.
Yeah. Well, he's obsessed with Twinkies.
Rule one, don't be a hero, and then it goes, be a hero. It's like, boom. It had to be a fucking clown. I love that bit.
See, now, there is a film, but I can't for the life of me remember the name. But
go on, explain it. Let's see if we can...
Well, you know, it's, you know, basic zombie apocalypse. There's a city that have put a big fence around them, you know, protecting themselves. But as it goes through the film, you find out the people in charge of the city are like a bit corrupt, evil guys and all this. But
oh, this is Resident Evil, Raccoon City, no, isn't it?
But,
it might be one of the Dawn of the Dead films.
It could be, but it's like, you know, towards the end, you know, the zombies are breaking into the city and all this, but you got one zombie, it just seems smarter than the rest of them. He's like this big, like, he's like a mechanic in like a jumpsuit, but he's black. And he just, you know, picks up a gun, accidentally fires it, and he thinks, huh, that's how you shoot a gun. He knows how to shoot a gun. He shows
them. Learning.
Yeah, literally, he's like the first one learning. He gets really peed off when other zombies are getting killed. So, you know, they all start going to the city.
I think I've seen this. This definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's a good film.
Oh, good. Fire. Good.
That's one of the... What's the ones? Because I remember this, because they eventually learn all the zombies. In the next film, they've all learnt to shoot guns.
Yeah. But then, I'll say, you say, you know, why kind of reminded me. Remember Misfits TV programme?
Oh, yeah.
Misfits. Yeah, well, even though Nathan weren't in the latest series, which really upsetting, he was a great character.
He was a great character.
He was a perfect character. But the guy that replaced him, Rudy, there was the bit where, you know, there's some...
Okay, before you go into this, explain Misfits, because...
Oh, yeah, Misfits...
This isn't really true to the zombie nature, is it?
No, it doesn't, actually, okay. Yeah.
Misfits
but...
is basically a group of young
delinquents. They're delinquents, on community service thing.
And then this storm happens, and somehow everyone gets like superpowers and shit, and they can do things that they couldn't do before, like invisibility, fucking
mind reading,
mind reading.
Yeah, all the works. Well, bit of a spoiler if you ain't seen the third, but one of the characters gets the ability to raise the dead. And, you know, at the start, you know, he raised someone, no problem, you know, seems normal person back to life.
I fucking love the cat that he turns into a zombie, that's awesome.
He raises the cat, who attacks an old lady, she turns into a zombie. The cat gets loose in the community centre with cheerleaders. And then all the cheerleaders are zombies, and Rudy's there with some random phobia of cheerleaders. And he's like, why the hell? Fuck, does it have to be cheerleaders? It just starts whacking their heads in.
That's why I love this bit, because it's just, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing I love about, like, superheroes and shit, the best things I love about superheroes and shit is when they get their powers. And Misfits have found a way to just keep giving them different powers and stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's just great, you know. But I do wish Nathan was in that, because you just know, you know, zombie apocalypse. What happened if Nathan got bit?
Probably pull a rabbit out of his arse or something.
Yeah.
crazy. No, I remember reading those zombie comics you gave me ages ago.
Oh, yeah. What was it? My friends... Oh, what was it?
Friends of zombies. Something like,
something like a Chilean or something.
You know, zombies actually quite good in fiction and stuff.
Yeah. Something that happens, like, great example, like your film, Shaun of the Dead. It starts off with a guy in a park, like a zombie in a park trying to catch a pigeon. He goes to sleep the next day,
beginning of it, like the first like 20 minutes and stuff of the film, is like where the zombies are, like people don't even notice the zombies. People just walk by them.
Yeah, it just looks like a homeless guy.
People like dropping in the street and stuff, and people are like, oh no, get an ambulance and stuff. And they don't realise what's happening. And one day he just wakes up, everyone's a zombie. Oh shit.
Well, it's a bit like 28 days later, you know. Something happens to him, he wakes up in hospital, everything's apocalypse. Or even Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, he's in that, he gets shot in at the beginning from the car chase and that. Wakes up in hospital.
That seems to be quite common, that you just wake up.
Everyone wakes up in hospital after some sort of long illness.
I want to say, Kyle, if I ever get in a coma for several months, pull the plug before you leave.
Yeah, okay.
If a zombie apocalypse happens, we'll kill you first.
Yeah.
Your liability to us, mate, with your fucking katana and Bill Gates. You'll get us killed.
What is it?
You'll get us killed saving your ass.
He's in a coma, you know, and it's like, oh, I think that's a zombie apocalypse outside. You turn around, there's Bill Gates, you know, with a katana, standing next to him, like, I'm waiting for him to wake up. Oh, hell no! Hell no!
Yeah, but dude, I could always use me gun as well.
When did you get a gun?
When did you get a gun?
I actually own one, remember?
You know, I fucking. This is how I imagine Chris wake up in that situation, right? And we better leave some weapons for Chris. So if he does wake up, he can defend himself. So there's like a gun, a knife, and a fucking plant pot. And he just grabs a plant pot. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
I was thinking that, but more banana.
More banana. Oh, scary movie, man. Oh, scary
yeah. Okay, this isn't Saints Row, Kyle.
I was thinking more scary movie.
Scary movie.
You know, knife, gun, grenade, banana.
Yeah, fair point, yeah.
Oh no, the water's come on, better... be sexy. Love that bit.
Oh,
Scary Movie 1 was the best scary movie out of all, like, five. There's five scary movies now, did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Got four on DVD.
Oh, fucking crazy. I did love zombie stuff, though.
I would like to see what my paintball gun would do to a zombie. You know, just take...
If it kills it, fucking plus.
But at the minute, you know... There's limits at the sites we go to and that for how fast the bullet can come out of the gun. You know, zombie apocalypse, forget that. I'm just going to whack it up, you know, corona it to the top. That fires, that's going to go through skin.
So you got to think it's rotten flesh, isn't it?
Yeah, even so easier.
It's going to be a lot easier to go through. At least a little bit more.
You know what, one thing I might want to try, you know, they're all rotten and everything. You stand all the way over there, I'll stand all the way over here, hold each at the end of some cheese wire or something like that, and just run and see if it slices through the zombies.
Could be good defence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think, if they're all rotting and falling apart now and off.
So I'll get like a grenade and I'll cover it in spikes or something, just like throw it into the.
So in other words, it's a bit like Dead Rising, you know, get a propane tank, duct tape loads of nails to it. I
fucking love that.
Oh yeah,
I did a comic on that ages ago, didn't I?
Yeah, it's like what weapon can't you upgrade without duct tape? You know, get a bit of duct tape, some nails, and a propane tank. Oh hell yeah!
So Kyle, I was just having a look about that one you mentioned with the smart zombie. Your best bet is the Living Dead series.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I did like that. You know, you just see the zombie slowly learning and that. And it's, yeah,
I think that's a bit retarded for a zombie. There's one.
No, I think it's because
zombies
learn...
are supposed to be zombies. Zombies should be smart to begin with, and then slowly lose their intelligence.
It shouldn't
just drop instantly. I think it should be like a couple of hours, like they're going through mental change and stuff. But they get the hunger straight away. I think that's way more terrifying. Because in those 2 hours, you can convince people not to shoot you and stuff. It's like, okay, I'll hold back the hunger and things. And it just gets worse.
Misfits. That zombie episode, the first one, he rises.
Exactly.
Yeah. Girlfriend, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm all right and that. He goes there. She turns around and grabs this, like, giant lizard and starts eating it and then hides it in, a bag in the drawer and that. And just, like, you know, normal day kind of thing. He walks out again, just grab the dead lizard out, eat a bit more.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
I think
this has come to the end of our zombie talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. they could always do what they did in Shaun of the Dead, domesticate them and use them as shopping assistants.
In the shed with a games console.
No, fuck off. Love that.
I just love it at the beginning though, when there's that woman outside and he pushes her and she just goes back onto that pole and then she gets up again and they're like, let's throw CDs at them. What?
Let's get the fuck out of it. Right, here's the plan.
No, you can't throw that. That was my first album.
Fucking off key, the twat. Brilliant. Hey, did you know there was a book for Dead Rising?
Yeah,
you got it with like the pre-orders and shit. Zach was going to lend it me, but...
One thing we never said was what happens if, you know, the zombies can infect animals. Zombie bear.
Actually,
I'm lying down on the ground. The zombie apocalypse has beaten me. Congratulations, zombie bear.
There was that American guy who killed a bear that escaped from a zoo and ripped its jugular out with his teeth.
See, Dave was on about this. I don't think it happened.
Yeah. See, now...
No, I don't, but...
I haven't heard of this, but I have heard of a bear doing the same thing to the man.
Every time.
But the bear has the equipment for that.
Well, it was, you know, this guy's raised, like, a lion, a bear and all that from cubs, and they're, like, use them in adverts and stuff.
Yeah.
And his brother helps out every now and then. And one day, they wanted to do a commercial where they have to fight a bear or something. And he's in there, and I think he just done one little thing wrong. The bear just turned around, you know, grabbed him by the throat.
Mm. It's like, have you ever seen that clip of that bear attacking that woman? Like, the guy's dressed as Luke Skywalker for some reason. He's got a bear, and it attacks his woman next to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's fucking crazy. It's like, what the fuck is going on in that clip? Why does Luke Skywalker have a bear?
Because when you learn to control the Force, apparently you get a bear.
Only get a bear. That'd be so kick-ass.
Two
lightsabers, let's just have a light bear that shoots lasers.
Resident Evil, you know, the Doberman zombies.
Dogs. Yeah.
You imagine a greyhound, I'm going to outrun you. For a horse. Aww.
Zombie horse. Oh, fuck it, I'm out of here now.
I don't know, I'd wait.
Zombie fuckers is beating me.
I would wait until it splashes falling off so I could have like a skeletal horse.
No. I don't think that would work. There'd be no muscle die. For the...
No, we're talking about realistic zombies. We're not talking about 60s zombies where they just rise out the ground. But that'd be fucking terrifying. Imagine if you're like in the graveyard at the time. I miss you,
actually,
man.
You're surrounded instantly.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of a film called Pet Cemetery?
Yes.
Yeah. That is weird. When the animals come back from the dead and the guy tried it with his son and the son comes back all evil...
Is it?
Okay, all I can think of there is The Simpsons when they raise the pets.
I was thinking South Park actually. Where well, this guy, that, where, well, have you ever seen the episode where? Have you ever seen the episode where Butters dies? And suddenly they get a knock on the door, and there's this just random dude there. It's like, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, but don't go and bury your son at the pet cemetery. It won't bring him back to life. And if he does get brought back to life, he will be nothing but a man. And then he goes, maybe I should bury my son at the pet cemetery. But Butters isn't really dead. Butters isn't really dead though, and he's just like knocking on the door, like, parents, can you let me in? He's like, oh my god, Butters is at the door. He did come back to life. What have we done? What have we done?
I always liked it when Kenny dies and you find out how he kind of comes back, and it's like his mum just goes through labour, puts him in bed as a baby, and he just grows up in the night, wakes up again. Like, oh, I just can't die.
That's what you get for being a follower of the Court of Cthulhu. Cthulhu. Me and the Dark Lord Cthulhu. Having adventures wherever we go.
Great dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Tell you what, who do you reckon, like, out of 80s like heroes and stuff, would be the greatest, like, team up to fight a zombie apocalypse?
The A-Team.
The A-Team.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
You know what, I'd take...
Wait, no, better idea. The A-Team and MacGyver.
What's the use of MacGyver when you've got B.A. Baracus... B.A. Baracus.
Yeah, but he'd fit well with the A-Team, because they can build shit out of bugger all. He can build a nuclear reactor out of bugger all.
I could definitely put you up to the best fight ever, right? You take Denzel Washington from Predator 2, and you take Bruce Willis from Die Hard. Fucking team them up. Zombies. What zombies? You're out of it. You're dead.
See, I would pay... I have a lot of money. If I could watch the A-Team in a zombie apocalypse.
My mind's gone blank. I can't remember the fucking
character
he plays in Bruce Willis and Die Hard. I can't fucking remember. Can you?
One second, I'll Google it.
Jesus. Fucking mind blank and a half. Fucking hell.
John McClane.
John McClane. Jesus Christ, how did I forget that? John McClane. My God. John McClane.
Here's another one. What about Kit. Solid Snake? Night and...
Night Rider and a zombie... But that would be so...
Run them all over.
I'd give all my money to someone to fucking see that film.
So, right, we've got to have the A-Team in a zombie apocalypse film and also Kit. But
Good morning, Kit.
Which Kit?
Time
which,
to fight zombies.
This is like...
David Hasselhoff
there's
Kit.
There's three Kits.
David Hasselhoff Kit.
No, there's Carr.
Hasselhoff. Yeah, Carr, but he wasn't Kit.
Fuck.
Hello.
You had...
No.
David Hasselhoff had two Kits.
The one that I remember.
The black one got destroyed, and they rebuilt him, and he was a red car. It was a red convertible.
I wouldn't have any. You know what? I'd have Nightboat.
I'm not near water.
I'd have Nightboat, but he has to be in the trailer. And he has to be. And I have to get in a truck to drive it somewhere. And if zombies attack, I'll just get in the boat.
See?
Help me, Nightboat.
Even though the new Knight Rider is like his son and an upgrade and Kit and that, I do like it how Kit can... Not, you know, just change into a different vehicle altogether. So I'm going to change it to a 4x4 just for this off terrain, you know. And...
I
thought the new Knight Rider wasn't very good. I didn't like the new Knight Rider.
I was going to say it's the Kit 3000 instead of the Kit 2000 like it was in the original.
Yeah.
I did like the new Kit's battle mode though.
Yeah.
When he just transforms into this massively armed vehicle and it's like, what?
But it is a Mustang.
It is a Mustang. Yeah. I could change forms into like another Mustang. Fuck off, new Kit. We want old Kit.
I always find it funny where it's like, you know, this TV show is really popular. Let's actually build the car to look like that. Okay. A few months later, we have to pull this off the line. Why? People keep driving off of cliffs expecting it to jump over. It's just like, seriously, you expected the car to jump. Ugh.
It's a camera trick. The walls are closer than they appear. It's just an angle trick of the camera. Hey, fools. Hey,
Could you imagine, you know, say the new kit transforms into like a big van and then the A-team get involved into it, you know, yeah, and there's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's right, I think the A-team died off ages ago.
I always thought the A-team was good.
They're heroes of the 80s from Vietnam. If they were alive today, they'd be at least in their 50s.
Hannibal's already dead.
Yeah, George Peppard's already dead. Murdoch's still crazy. Mr. T's a bit old.
I love Dirk Benedict, though. He's generally crazy. Dirk Benedict. I think there was generally a defect in his brain.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, a kid these days, you know, watches the A-team film, and it's like, yeah, that was an awesome film. Anyone that ever watched the original series is like, did they seriously
just
make...
What did they do to the van? They fucking destroyed the van in like the first 10 minutes.
The first 10 minutes, they destroyed the van. They make Mr. You know T, or not Mr. T,
if I was
BA,
to produce some stuff, I don't know what goes through their heads.
They made him a pacifist.
But the producers must be like, hey, let's really fuck with people. Destroy the van in like the first 10 minutes.
Oh, and make the, you know, BA a pacifist.
People are going to be so pissed off at this film.
I bet you, if you asked every kid that watched that film, you know, not the original TV, all that film, and asked them what BA stood for, they'd all get it wrong.
I'd get it wrong. I don't even know that.
Well, you know,
I've seen like the whole of A-Team.
Yeah, well, you know, in the actual film, it's like, oh yeah, you know, back when I was in the hoods and all that, you know. I was a badass.
Fucking name's
all
Brian,
of a sudden,
Brian
every,
Adams.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everyone thinks BA stands for badass, where in the original TV show, it's bad attitude.
Oh yeah, it's bad attitude. Yeah. Bad attitude, Baracus. Yeah.
I did like Murdoch though.
Murdoch was.
The saying that I could criticise that film so good.
You know, I'm Liam Neeson did do it. I know it wasn't a good film, but Liam Neeson did play the part better than I thought he would.
Well, it's
I think Face, the actor who played Face, he took all the limelight.
He was trying to be Hannibal, really.
Yeah.
It's like if you think of the
Face,
old ones and
Face
the new
was way too cool. He was a lot cooler than he should have been in that film because he took everything. Like every scene was his.
Well, if you look at them both, you have like say Hannibal. In the film, at the start, he does a cross country. In the actual TV shows, he just kind of sat back, maybe punched a guy every now and then.
Yeah.
You had Face.
Or made
you know.
It sound like World War III when the team were in danger.
Yeah, well, you know, Face Man in the film, you know, is in them tyres, and he's, you know, just giving some, you know, oh, you know, gets hit in the face, oh, is that the best you got and all that. The old days, he'd be like, oh, please not the face.
Yeah.
BA just turned into a pacifist that just, what the hell?
I'd say my favourite bit about the original TV film was when they all get captured by that military bloke, I can't remember his name, he's the Colonel.
Lynch.
And only Hannibal's left and he's caused all this destruction and Face is like, that sounds like World War III out there. And BA just turns and goes, no, that sounds like Hannibal.
I always liked it when Face, Hannibal and BA all get captured.
What happened? Yeah.
They're about to get executed and Murdoch has to come in and change real bullets for duds. But then he mixes them up and he's like, ah, oh, damn.
So that was the A-team all over.
Yeah.
Murdoch could fly anything, even if something that they fucking put together in the woods.
Oh, yeah, when they have to get the injured guy out.
Hannibal,
in the film,
what happened to Hannibal's disguises?
Yeah,
they're fucking legendary.
Yeah, but I did like it. I did like it in the film. What I'll say one great thing in the film is when they're in the tank falling, and it's like, are they trying to shoot down that drone? No, they're trying to fly that tank.
that bit was actually quite awesome. I did enjoy that bit. Anyway, I think we've come to the end of our zombie discussion.
Of our zombie discussion,
we're not,
yes.
We're not talking about zombies anymore.
Well, what gave it away, Carl?
But still, them in a zombie apocalypse. There we go, it's back in.
Them in a zombie apocalypse, yeah. Kick ass. Predator in a zombie apocalypse. That'd be a fight I'd pay to see.
Not
turn invisible,
specific,
stab.
Specific Predator, Wolf, with the dual plasma cannons.
The Predator had a name?
Yeah, that was his name, Wolf.
Have you ever heard this?
No.
Did he mention it in the film or something?
No, it's the expanded universe.
Oh, then it never happened.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
Pick.
He's
or it
a
never
Predator
happened.
Veteran.
Or if you want to go out there, the Avengers.
Avengers have lived through zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Marvel zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot
technically,
of
died
zombies.
Actually.
My Thor can't die.
That's Four. What happened to four in Marvel Zombies? I can't remember. No, it's gone.
Well, four can't die. He's a northern god. Therefore, when
four can die.
Carl,
but it was always said instead of dying, he had to go back to Asgard in that little chamber thing, and
yeah,
and then he gets resurrected by Odin. But Odin,
he could never die.
And so the zombie forest just gets to Asgard. It devours the whole universe, pretty much.
But still, can you imagine that a zombie god? Yeah, God of lightning of like, zombiness.
While we're on the Avengers, can I just speak about the Avengers for a minute? 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Can't fucking wait.
Four weeks. See, and
I've been watching the trailer like, every day. Like every time I get a spare moment, it's like, oh, I'll just put in the trailer for a little bit.
I like it how, you know, you've got Iron Man. They actually got that guy who played him into the Avengers. You know, Thor, you got that guy who played him into the Avengers. So it's not, you don't have to associate new faces.
It's a continuity.
Yeah, you don't have to associate the new faces. They're all into that.
And they're going to continue doing it as well.
Yeah.
They've all signed on for the next films in there. I think it's brilliant.
This
is an event that no one's ever seen before.
Well, could you imagine in like 10 years' time, you know, Stanley or someone like that comes up to you and says, yeah, could you play, I don't know, Iron Man, or could you play, you know, what
else? I want to need to quiet it down a little bit, guys.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? They come up to you and go, can you play Iron Man? You do that, and then also, and it's like, yeah, do you want to do the rest of the films? You're a superhero all of a sudden.
Yeah. Kick ass. It is. I can't imagine anyone else but Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man.
Though. Yeah, he has.
He's a fantastic. In fact, Stanley said himself, like, I can't imagine anyone doing it. You're the exact man I imagine doing this role.
Say that. I also think the same with Thor. The guy who plays him.
I think
him,
the same with Wolverine.
He has it down as well.
I had my doubts with Chris Evans because he was already like the Human Torch in Fantastic Four. But he pulled it through. It looks set to be a brilliant film. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah.
I honestly can't wait. I'm going to watch it opening night.
See, now, you know, this morning I watched Iron Man and then I waited till the credits ended to see the Avengers bit.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
And then you get the guy in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. come in.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, why have I never watched past the boring 5 minute long credits?
5 minutes. They're going for like 20 minutes.
Exactly. That's Chris. Why I never watched
it's
them.
It's on the length of a fucking episode. Well, okay, yeah, we're going to put this to an end now.
Yep.
Because I can hear myself echoing through Chris's...
Yeah, sorry, that's probably because I'm not talking much.
Makes no sense. Okay.
Okay, so,
Yep,
I'll call this to an end then.
So here's the link for that Predator I was on about earlier.
Thanks, Chris. A bit late now, though, because we're about to end the podcast.
Oh no, I picked my times wisely.
Right, okay, so this is goodbye from us.
Enjoy the zombie bit we talked about.
From the official Backseat Gamer podcast. For more stuff, go and visit backseatgamers.net.